It was an Idaho controversy more than 100 years in the making, and one playwright is now bringing the story to the stage this weekend in Boise. The story begins in the 1880s. Mary Halleck Foote lived in Boise with her husband as he tried to build a canal system. She later wrote about her time in Idaho and the West in letters and prose. Almost 100 years later, a famous writer then used her words and her story without giving her recognition. That sparked a controversy over what constitutes plagiarism that lingers to this day. Sands Hall is a professor of English and creative writing at Franklin and Marshall College in Pennsylvania. She wrote the play Fair Use and highlights the controversy over the use of Foote's writings. There will be a staged reading of the play tomorrow at a theater inside the Morrison Center at Boise State. Our Samantha Wright sat down with Hall to talk about her play and the complicated history behind it. Hall started with the controversial book, which was published in the early 1970s.
A man named Wallace Stegner, who's a very well-known American author, especially of the West, found those reminiscences, also the letters that Mary had written to her friend Helena back east, and he used them to create his novel Angle of Repose. He based the book on the life of the Foots very, very closely, and he also borrowed enormous amounts of actual verbatim writing from Mary's letters and reminiscences. He was within his legal rights. The reminiscences had not been published when he used them. They were brought out a year after his own novel by the Huntington Library. And the family had given him permission to use the letters, but they had no idea the use to which the letters would be put, nor would there be so many verbatim quotes. So the novel came out, it won the Pulitzer, and then this little controversy began to dog the novel and Stegner for the rest of his life, because he really had based so much of the life of his character, Susan Ward, on the life of Mary Halleck Foote.
And what happened after this information came out that he had borrowed from Foote?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing. He addressed it in some very interesting lectures with a man named Richard Etchulane. There's a book of interviews that they shared, quite fascinating. Stegner is a marvelously, you know, wise and fun guy to talk to. And he addresses directly the controversy, but he says that Mary Halleck Foote papers were raw material, broken rocks out of which I could make any kind of wall I wanted to. That's a direct quote from that interview. So that's how he viewed the material. So I think you can sense a tone of defensiveness in the interview, but he knew he was within his legal rights and that the family, they were Quakers, was not going to come after him in any way. They were going to sit with it. But one of the members of the family did have a nervous breakdown, very much connected to having given all of these precious, precious documents to Stegner to utilize.
What do you say to folks who maybe have never heard this story before and are going to see it for the first time? What do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away, above all, that Mary Halleck and Arthur Foote were really quite extraordinary people, and that they shaped not only Boise, which they really did, but Mary Halleck Foote's description of scenery and light around here, it takes your breath away. I was driving in from the airport yesterday, and one of the phrases came to mind. She said, she was talking about the landscape, and she said, as moonlight is to sunlight, is that desert sage to other greens. I mean, just phrases like that. So it's partly just wanting the gift of her own writing that Stegner claimed so much for his own, that her own writing gets lifted into some sort of prominence and understanding place. I also really hope that it kind of inspires people not to drag stuff across their desktop and claim it as their own on papers. I'm a professor. It's a problem. You know, it's so easy now to borrow people's work and to not think about what that means. The root of the word plagiarize actually comes from kidnap, to capture a child of somebody's. And that's very apt derivation of a word.
That's playwright Sands Hall speaking with our All Things Considered host, Samantha Wright. Now, Hall will stage a reading for her play Fair Use. It's set for tomorrow night at the Danny Peterson Theater at the Morrison Center in Boise. The reading is a fundraiser for the Foote Park Project, a nonprofit planning to build an interpretive center at Mary Halleck Foote's former home just outside Boise.